Hi, I'm Scott.
And I am Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 155 for August 5th, 2024.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell now tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, aye.
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody out there. It's Monday.
Hi, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Sorry, we are tired. It was a restless night here because of the storms.
Yeah, it really was a restless night. And so here's the thing. We are leaving very, very early tomorrow morning to go out to California. And we thought, oh, well, you know, we better get a good night's sleep because, you know, obviously, tonight we're only going to get a few hours, but the intent was to sleep well last night, but the storm had other plans.
Yeah, so for those of you who haven't been following, we've had a really bad tropical storm that did become a hurricane.
Uh-huh.
When it made landfall in Florida, Debbie. And those of you who have been following us for a while know that our rescue, Ava, is scared to death of storms.
Yeah, she makes it really, really difficult. And like about 3 o'clock, she decided she was going to start scratching at things and climbing around the bed, which in turn makes Jack get up and pant and act crazy too. So yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, so Ava did go in her cage.
She had to go in her crate morning. Because she was a mess. But you know what? That comforted her. She calmed right down.
Yep, she's calmer in the cage than she is not being in the cage.
Because normally she's not in her crate at all because she's a pampered princess and she is on the furniture. And the only time she goes in her crate is when we leave.
That's true.
Yeah.
So last night at about 3:30, whatever time it was, I said, I'm going to get her cage. I went downstairs. I got her cage. I brought it back up. I put her in it. And she was quiet.
She was really quiet. And, you know, I feel bad for her. But, yeah, she did much better after she was in a confined area. But normally she runs the house.
Yeah. So it was Jack just couldn't get comfortable because he was awake at that point. So right. it was like we were awake at that point.
Yeah. And then, you know, then the kids were up early because of the storm. It actually, so it was very windy and rainy last night. You could hear like the windows shaking.
Yeah. But not as bad as it normally is.
No, it was just loud.
It was just loud.
Because when I was waking up, I was listening to it, and, you know, I couldn't go back to sleep either.
It just stinks because of all the nights we needed to sleep. Because, and this leads into Adventures in Florida Living. We haven't done really anything in the last week. We've been just getting ready to go out of town, because as Michelle said, we're leaving really, really, really early Tuesday morning.
Right.
So we've been trying to get everything ready, get all our ducks in a row and everything that we need to get done before we get to the airport. That's what we've been doing for a week now and just trying to rest as much as we could because we knew this week coming up is just going to be nonstop.
It will be. Like, I'm already tired thinking about it, truthfully. I mean, it's like when I think about, so we were talking about this the other day, and when we go out to California, you know, the 3-hour time difference works great in the morning because I don't like mornings. So like if it's, you know, I wake up at 6 o'clock or something, sometimes 5 o'clock there because my body clock is on 8 or 9.
Right.
So if I have to be someplace early, like the one morning is early and, you know, I'm up and fine because my body's still in the old time. But the bad part is, you know, when you go to sleep and trying to, you know, it's just going to be a lot.
It is. And our bodies, there's something about the cement at Disneyland.
Oh my gosh,
that makes
yes.
our legs and feet just more sore. And I know it's not a great problem to have, but
no, and I don't know if you guys have ever been out to Disneyland or have covered the D23 events, but walking on the cement, on hard cement is bad on your feet, your back, your legs. So we have to make sure we bring our Motrin and Tylenol and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's not the same as Walt Disney World's walking around.
It's so strange.
It's very strange. And then anybody who's done any convention in a convention center.
Oh, Lord, yes.
You know that those floors are probably like 24 inches of solid cement because they have to bring vehicles in. They have there's RV shows, there's boat shows, there's truck shows. So the cement has to be able to handle all those, which means it's a super thick, does not give cement.
No, even when we've worked conventions, we always make sure to wear like memory foam, or I'll wear my Converse with the thick bottoms on them. I'll probably bring those with us because it just gives a little bit more comfort. But right. I know it's a problem to have, right? But
I know. Well, I know that first day though. So we were originally going to leave on Wednesday. We checked and it was actually cheaper for us to go for an extra day. I don't know how it all worked out, but it actually ended up being a little bit cheaper for us to go for an extra day. So we're actually leaving tomorrow, and we'll be there for the week. Tuesday's kind of our day to do what we want to do before all the
before everything else hits. And then media stuff starts. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we come home Monday.
And then we come home Monday. And we'll be able to go to LA for a little bit on Monday. We always like to go to the down to the Hollywood Walk of Fame and check that out. And there's a few stores down there. I want to go back to the Funko store because I have to have my Funko remade of the one I had made of myself 2 years ago because I screwed up.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I'm going to get a new one. I have to. It's bugging me for 2 years now.
But yeah, we'll see. You know, like, the last day whenever we leave, we always fly out in the evening so we can go exploring a little bit. Like last time we did go to the Walk of Fame, but not for as long.
No.
We ended up in Santa Monica and saw the Santa Monica Pier, and I saw a seal in the water.
Mm-hmm. We should try to find something like that we haven't done.
Yeah, because we don't get out to California like ever. So
I know you always want to go to one of the cemeteries.
I do, because I'm just a weirdo like that. But they have tours like Forest Lawn and Hollywood Forever, and you see like all these old celebrities. And I'm even, okay, so I'm going to out myself. Okay. I'm even in like a grave Facebook group.
Oh my goodness. I didn't
where
know
they
that
go
too.
To different celebrity graves.
So you're in a grave Facebook group. You do a lot of crime document, watch a lot of crime.
I'm in a mortuary group too.
Mortuary group. So if I ever disappear and you can't find my body, Michelle just admitted that she knows how to get away with this kind of
stuff. Okay, we shouldn't be talking about this sort of thing because I'm afraid to fly and I'm already worked up. So in my head, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is premonitions.
Well, anybody listening out there, if you can send any extra prayers,
please,
safe
please.
Travels, yes. Thoughts, whatever you have. We will take whatever you can give for
please
that.
Please send it.
I'm not worried.
I am.
I never worry about it. I actually feel safer flying than I do driving because driving, it's just, I don't know. I just always, I get worked up when I have to drive far. So
yeah, he doesn't like to drive far and I don't like to fly. So it's like, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, flying to me is not comfortable. I'm too big to be sitting on that plane in one seat for 5 hours.
You are. And you always squish me in the middle between you and someone else.
Well, do you want to be on the end?
Sure.
Put me in the middle?
Sure.
I'll squish the person, I don't care.
All right, anyway, so we are going to be out in California starting tomorrow. Please follow our coverage because if you follow anything I've covered, our Instagram stories and Facebook stories will be flooded. So the Main Street Mouse on socials, it'll be everything.
Especially Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday evening.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle will be at the Honda Center for the big panel. So Friday night is the movies and such. Saturday night is the Parks panel, and Sunday is the Legends.
And the Parks panel is the one that everybody isn't the most hyped about because that's when all the announcements for the parks and such should be popping up.
Right. So the plan is, because only one of us has a Honda Center, which that's how every outlet was done, Michelle will be at the Honda Center covering it live. I'm going to stay back at the hotel because I'll have a Wi-Fi signal and such. And that way, as the news comes out, I'll be able to push it right out onto our site. Michelle will be putting stuff on social media, I'm sure, at the same time.
Oh, you know, I'll be stressing.
Yeah. So just be ready. There's going to be a lot of information. I know it's going to be late for a lot of you, though, because that starts at 7 p.m. California time. So 10 o'clock
exactly.
East Coast time. So a lot of you probably won't
see it till morning.
You wake up on the next morning to see what happened, unless you do stay up late to see what the announcements are.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get it out there as fast as we can for all of you. And then we'll probably do a recap once we get back. So there will be no show next Monday.
No, because we'll be traveling.
We'll be traveling. I don't know if maybe we'll do one later, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll record one just to get it out there, just to kind of do a quick recap while it's all still fresh in our heads.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a lot to take in, but we're going to do our very best to get you guys as much info as possible.
And if you're out there, if you're going to D23 or if you're going to be at Disneyland during the week or such and you see us, please stop and say hi.
Please say hi because we love that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people always come to, oh, I saw you, but I didn't want to bother you. You're never bothering us.
Yeah, so. You're never bothering us because we are talkers.
Right. So come up, say hi.
Actually, we'll end up bothering you because we'll talk too much.
Yeah, we'll follow you around the expo then and see what you're doing and try to get you to buy us a drink. No, I'm just joking. Anyway.
You don't drink.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'll take
Diet
it.
Diet Mountain Dew, I drink.
Okay.
It's a beverage.
All right. Anyway, so what's going on?
So now we're going to go to Disney news since we really didn't do much ourselves this past week. But next week, we're going to have a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
But it's going to be Adventures in California Living.
It will be. Yeah.
So news that came out this week. First things, since we were last on with you guys, Deadpool and Wolverine are now at Avengers Campus in Disney's California Adventure. So they are, they do, I know they're doing story time with Deadpool is one of the things. And I guess Wolverine does show up. So I haven't watched any of it because I don't want to spoil it because I knew I was going out there and I wanted to see it for myself. But I know they are meeting in the park there. So I'm looking forward to seeing Deadpool and Wolverine.
So yeah, there's been some scuttlebutt, hullabaloo, riffraff and all that stuff about that. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay. So, you know, I deep dive into everything, right?
I know you do.
So over on the Twitter or X as you, it is called now. So people were, some videos had leaked out of some of the things that Deadpool was saying.
Yeah.
And some of it people felt was very inappropriate for a Disney park. So
well, yeah, Deadpool is not a typical.
No, I mean, I don't. So, okay, truth be told, I've never seen a Deadpool movie. And
you've never read a comic either.
No. I know that it's foul. Yes. I know that the F word is flying. I know that it's not kid friendly, so to speak.
It's more universals.
Yeah, I guess I just never, when those movies came out when the kids were younger, I was like, oh God, no, I'm not taking them to see that.
Well, and they weren't technically Disney at that point. They still
weren't
Fox. But now that Disney owns Fox and they got the full rights back to Deadpool as well as the X-Men, which is where Wolverine comes from. So, I mean, if you're a Marvel fan, you know this is Deadpool.
Right. And that's what I'm wondering, too, because I think that some of the people that were upset about some of the dialogue aren't familiar. But, you know, Disney has you know, sidebar, Disney has gotten away from a lot of family-friendly things as far as, like, they don't tippy-toe like they used to.
Right.
I mean, everything had to be very G-rated.
Yeah.
I mean, very.
To the extreme G rating.
Yes. I mean, like a 2-year-old could enjoy everything. Right. And it's like nowadays, listen to me, nowadays.
Back in my day.
it's different. And I think that I don't think anybody should be shocked. I mean, not
today's age.
I'm not complaining. You know, these people on the Twitter have their opinion. And I am a huge goody-goody. So normally I'm like, all right, I can agree with that. But Disney is not the same, and this movie has done very well at the box office.
One of the top grossing movies.
Yeah. So obviously some people like it. But I'm really interested to see it out there, to see what he has to say, because I want to know what all the hullabaloo is about.
Well, and so a warning out there, if you don't know anything about the Marvel Universe and you're going to Avengers Campus and you're going to sit with your 3-year-old, 4-year-old and listen to Deadpool.
That's probably not a good idea.
Probably not a good idea. The Marvel's Avengers Campus, to somebody like me, huge Marvel fan, it's great. And I love that they're not censoring Deadpool to make him a Disney version of Deadpool, because then that would not be true to the character that was created.
No, and then the Marvel fans would be annoyed.
Oh, we would revolt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you got to have a happy medium. But just like I tell people on social media, you don't always have to stop. You can keep scrolling. You can keep walking.
Right.
You can go on to the next
one. I would just be a nosy. Because there's I don't know why, but like the past like few days, let's say, during my scrolling, and usually I'm reading 90 Day Fiancé stuff or whatever.
Or funeral homes and.
No, stop it. No, that's Facebook.
Oh, okay, sorry. That's the other social media.
I mean, I have my groups and different things, but no, really, I'm not morbid. I just I have morbid curiosity. Anyway.
She sits here dressed in all black eyeshadow.
I'm still in my pajamas.
Burning her incense with the Cure playing in the background. Yeah,
yeah,
that's all good.
Okay. I do like the Cure. excuse me. So all of Diz Twitter is already like up in arms about everything D23, and nothing's happened yet. And So Diz Twitter scares me because there's a lot of people that are mean.
Oh yeah.
And I don't engage. I just read.
Right.
But so there's this. Okay, so you want to hear some controversy?
Oh boy.
Here it comes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm waiting.
So according to Diz Twitter. There are, I know, I'm telling everybody the secret. Okay, so, according to this Twitter.
I feel like you're Joe Biden at a press conference.
Stop it.
You're whispering. Just talk.
I know. All right, anyway. You keep interrupting me. I'm trying to give the scoop.
Sorry.
All right, anyway. So there's some talk. And nobody will name who they are, all right?
Well, no, this is
what makes it really strange, right? So there's people that are complaining that some quote-unquote influencers are charging people to meet them out in California.
I've heard about that before here.
Oh, I never heard it here. I've heard out there. So I don't. Okay, no, I'm gonna put it out there. I don't know anything about this. I'm just telling you what I'm reading.
Right.
And people are outraged that, you know, they're going out there to this Disney event and stuff, and they're going to charge people.
Yeah, that if you have to pay to meet an influencer, first off, I hate influencers, period. But the fact that they're charging for people to meet them, okay, then you're no better than the pond scum celebrities who charge an arm and leg to meet them.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really not worth it.
No, and see, like for us, okay, so we've been in the game 14 years.
Right.
We have had meetups. Mm-hmm. We have done live shows. Mm-hmm. We have done all of those things, seen people in the parks.
Yes.
And there is no way ever would I charge somebody to meet me.
No.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I just don't get it. Now, I'm not trying to be judgy, but everybody on Twitter is judgy, and I'm just reading. So, okay, so when you read in the comments, everybody is like, well, name him. And everybody's like waiting for names to be dropped, and I haven't seen it yet. But you know what? In the next day or two, it's going to all come out.
So Michelle and I know quite a few of the Walt Disney World media personalities, I guess you could say, for the people who do what we do.
Right.
We probably know them all in some aspect.
There isn't that many of us.
There isn't that many, but I can promise you not one of them charges to meet them.
No.
And what no. I mean when I said a celebrity, so there's some celebrities who they don't want anything to do with their fans.
Right.
They only do it when they're getting paid big bucks to meet their fans. Now, we know celebrities do charge for the autograph, and I get that because the autograph is worth money. And it's just to keep people from exploiting the person's name and such. But when people are actually charging just to meet them or to take a picture with them.
Oh, it's terrible.
Who is a nobody, really.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing. Now, I don't want to go on too off of a tangent because we're going to get hate mail. Because just because I don't understand it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right.
But there's people that treat these YouTubers like they're A-list celebrities.
Right.
And I don't get that. Because I do the same thing.
Right.
But not video like that all the time. And I get it. You know, you have people that you follow, but some people like fawn all over these people.
And I understand that. And we know one who's really popular on
we
YouTube.
We do, and is a very, very, very nice person.
Very nice person. Very humble. Him and his wife are both great people. We've met them. We've met their kids. They're just wonderful people. And I could never see them charging somebody to meet them.
No.
Because I've seen numbers of people come up to him when we're
always
walking by him in the park, and we see
always.
Him, and they're like, can I get a picture? Yep, nice to meet you. Back, he's happy to meet them, because like us, he and a lot of the other people we know, without the people who follow us, who read us, who do our stuff, we wouldn't have the jobs we have.
No, and he's old school also. He's one of the pioneers in this YouTube stuff. So but nowadays, and I think I'm wondering too if part of it is because there's so many people trying to be YouTubers, influencers, TikTokers, yada yada, whatever.
Yeah.
That whoever is going to put their face out there or do the most, you know, to get attention. I don't really know, because we don't do that. And like I said, I'm not knocking people who do. I just don't understand it. And I would never, I wouldn't pay to meet a YouTuber or a TikToker.
No.
And And I wouldn't expect anyone to, you know, pay to talk to us, for God's sake.
No, because that's so stupid. That's really putting yourself on a pedestal. And if you're that big of a name on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, you don't need the money, because you'd be making it if you're that big of a name that people want to pay for it.
I guess.
So obviously, if you're asking for money to meet you, means you're broke.
Or it could be an ego thing. I don't really know. But I don't, like I said, I'm not ripping on anybody. I'm an observer. And I find all this stuff fascinating because there's so many people that are snarking about this. And I'm not putting my hat in the ring as far as any of my two cents, because, oh, God, no. No, no, no.
And I agree. It's probably ego, because there's a lot of people in this community that have an ego that's the size of Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're bigger and better than everybody else out there who's been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's going to come down to longevity. How mm-hmm. long are they going to be around compared to the people who have gone through the storms when it was slow, still rose up out of the ashes and still doing it after that fact?
And it's not easy.
It's not easy at all. And I know we joke about, oh, we got to go to Disney D23. Yes, we're getting to go to Disneyland. We're getting to cover these events. But Disney does have a schedule for us that we have to follow, and we have to be right. in panels. We have to be here. We might not get to do everything. That's one of the reasons we're going another day early, so Michelle and I have time in Disneyland Park, because we don't get out there unless we're going usually for a media event.
Right.
So we wanted to take a day to where we can go and enjoy the parks without having to, you got to be here at 2 o'clock, you got to be here at 3:30, you got to be here at 5 o'clock, which we're very blessed. We're very fortunate that Disney lets us do those events.
But it's a lot of work.
But it is a lot of work.
And very little sleep, because they have you covering events like late at night and mm-hmm. then start up again early in the morning.
Perfect example. Friday night is the movies and such panel, which is my favorite panel. But that will go to probably at least 10 o'clock California time. And then by the time you get back from the Honda Center, back to the convention center, back to your hotel room, it's going to be close to midnight. Saturday morning, a big group of people have a media event at 8 a.m. at Downtown Disney.
Oh, crap. I do.
Yeah. So
that's me.
You get back to the room at midnight, and then you got to do your work if you want to get some information out. If you uh-huh. want, who can just walk right in, go to sleep, and get up and be bright and sunny in the morning? So it just doesn't work that way. Plus, your body's going to be sore. You're sleeping in a strange bed. I mean, it's just all these little factors that go into it. And I know it's not a problem, but it's a lot.
It's just tiring. That's all. And especially tiring. When you get like crazy like me, because I try to be an overachiever, and I try to get out more content.
Than need to.
Probably that I need to, but I just really take that job seriously, and I appreciate the opportunities that Disney has given, mm-hmm. and I appreciate the people that follow us. So I feel like it's just part of the job to overshare, and that's just who I am, and people know that about me by now. So.
Well, and with the way social media works nowadays, too, just because we put out this post doesn't mean many people are going to see it. So if you put out more information, there's a greater chance for your followers to see something of what you're putting out there, where you might put out a post and it may only get reached by a couple thousand people.
And Facebook has been horrible. So has Instagram, which is the same company.
Right.
It's just been really, really bad. And I hope that, you know, our coverage does get a reach this week.
And one thing that I've learned a lot about social media recently is that whoever puts the information out first gets the best reach. So if you're like third, fourth, fifth to the party, you're not going to get the reach, because the AI that's running the background of Facebook and Instagram and all those knows that this information's already been shared by somebody else.
Yeah,
and
so no pressure or anything.
Yeah, so they're not going to put... Yeah, so they're putting more pressure on everybody, though, because now everybody wants to be first.
Don't tell me that. I'm already stressed.
You better get out there first. You know what? If you don't have the information, make it up.
Make it up.
It's easier to pull it down than it is to try to beat everybody.
Okay, anyway, so...
I'm announcing right now, they're putting an eighth gate in.
Yeah, an eighth gate.
Eighth gate.
All right. So what else you got on the list, Alex?
Okay, so next I had, let me see. There was Disney Destiny. They did a whole thing last week of a couple of days of reveals for the new ship.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to be coming. One of the blogs we put out was about the hero-worthy staterooms, which is based on Hercules, I believe, is what those were.
Yes.
They look nice.
You know, it's so hard to be like when I see like these huge rooms with like the big bathtubs and the balconies and all that, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And I'm like, yeah, I'll never see it.
No. We might get to tour it.
We might get to tour it, but that's the thing. So Disney Cruise Line, I mean, if we're being honest, is very expensive.
Right.
And so you're paying a ton of money for a regular cabin.
Right.
So if you want to go up the ladder and get one of the fancy suites, holy cannoli, it's a lot.
It is a lot. I know one of the new ones, I was going to talk about this two more down, but there's Marvel inspired spaces on the Destiny, mm-hmm. and one of them is the Tony Stark funnel suite.
Yeah,
which of course would be right up my alley to stay there.
You
to
got
check
like
it
20
out.
Grand to stay in a room,
but I'm not paying. Even if I had it, I don't think I would pay it.
If we were rich, I might think about it.
But am I going to be in the room that much?
No.
That's the whole thing. When you're on the ship, there's so much going on, yeah. because while it
the
is
excursions, the dinners, the shows, pool,
and everything else that's going on, trivia and. Just, I mean, there's so much going on in the Disney ships. If you're spending that much time in your room, why did you even take a cruise? Because you're going to miss out on everything else.
See, but we always took that same approach. Like when we lived in Michigan and we would travel to Walt Disney World, was that when we would take the kids, we didn't spend any time in that room. We were doing like up early, whether it be, you know, hitting a park, a character breakfast.
Right.
And if we came back to the room at all in the day, it was so the kids could swim. I mean, we never just hung out in the rooms. So
It was just a place to sleep.
Just a place to sleep. So that's why we would stay at like Pop or All-Star right. Movies or whatever, because we didn't spend any time in there.
No. And it's just, to me, I guess I look at the same way on a cruise. And granted, the cruise, you're 7 days and you're on the ship. You're not going anywhere else but on the ship.
I spend more time in my room on a cruise only because being on the ocean makes you really tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, and then you have to, so if you're out on an excursion all day or you're on an island or you went in the pool, you got to go get cleaned up before dinner.
Right.
So I think it's, you do spend a little more time. Yeah. So I can see if you really wanted to just maybe spring for something better on a cruise ship,
I guess.
But it's a lot of money, but anyway, I'm not trying to, you know, diss the new ship.
No. I trust me, I would love to stay in the Tony Stark suite. I just don't think I would ever be able to afford to stay in the Tony Stark.
But if you can, it looks fantastic.
There's only that one suite
right.
that's built like that. So it is a huge.
It's like the funnel suite on the Wish, right? Is it
yes, it's the same. Yeah, it's going to be one of those funnel
it's
suites.
It's Frozen themed, I believe.
Is that what it is on that one?
I think so. Sure. I don't know. I can't afford to stay there.
It's just, and I mean, I would love to see it, and I hope that we do get invited for the Destiny's media cruise mm-hmm. to be able to check it out, and they show us the suite because I would definitely love to see it, but I don't think I'll be able to stay in it.
Probably not.
Unless Disney said, "Hey, Scott, you're a big Disney fan. Why don't you stay in the suite?
Right.
You'll give us the best review." And I would, but I'd probably also be very harsh on them if anything was off.
I know, because he's one of those Marvel fans.
Because to me, don't just slap Marvel on something and call it Marvel and the fans are just going to love it because of that.
Well, the new ship has Spider-Man on the outside.
That's what I was going to talk about next.
Okay, sorry.
So I did. So that's another thing that, so they put Spider-Man on the back of the ship, which is great for all the Spider-Man fans. Okay, if you're, and I love Spider-Man. There's nothing wrong with Spider-Man.
Oh, here we go.
But. Tony Stark is the name of the suite, and Iron Man is the one that created that character, was the start of the MCU, that created all this money for Marvel more than any other movie franchise has ever done. So, fine. But why didn't they put Cap on the back of the ship? Why didn't they put Thor? Why didn't they put Hulk? Why didn't they put the Avengers? You know, they could have.
Oh, it would have been cool if they would have put the Avengers around the sign.
See, I think that would have been cooler. Spider-Man's great, and a lot of people love Spider-Man, and that was Stan Lee, Steve Ditko's original creation, but there's other characters that Disney fully owns all the rights to, because they don't own all the rights to Spider-Man still.
Well, you know what I think it is?
Mm.
I think because of the newer Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland, mm-hmm. that it attracted a younger generation. Mm. So I think that more kids today have seen Spider-Man.
Probably.
Maybe than the older movies. So, you know, they're trying to appeal to families and kids.
But is anybody booking that cruise because their kids want to see Spider-Man on the end of the ship? Because you only see it when you're in port. You never see the end of the back of the ship. Or
I always go take pictures of it.
I know, but the kids aren't going to. They're going to be like, oh,
look, I don't know. I don't know the reasoning. I didn't build it.
It's like, so in the atrium, the statue, and there's a statue in every main atrium in every ship. This one is Black Panther.
Right.
I love Black Panther. I think the character is phenomenal. I liked it before the movies. Chadwick Boseman brought that character to life for me.
He was fantastic.
Fantastic. And once you find out he was sick playing that character.
No, it's going to make me sad.
It is just amazing how well he did that character. So I don't have a problem with Black Panther. I'm just wondering why you chose Black Panther to be the main statue in the atrium. Again, with all these characters. Now, why couldn't they have picked a few characters? You know, why does it only have to be one? Why couldn't you take a team of like three or four of the characters?
See, I think it would be so cool to have like a couple of the Avengers or whatever together. Mm-hmm. But I know that they always do it with like the one main thing. Right. But and everybody always, that's always like a focal point for people to go take pictures with, even, you know, because Cinderella is on the Wish and everybody's always taking pictures. But yeah, I mean, it's more of a photo op.
It is a photo op. I wish they would, I think a cool photo op would have been to take like a recreation of the picture from the first Avengers movie of the six Avengers in the circle when they're getting ready to battle New York.
Mm-hmm.
With all the Takari and that coming in. I think that would have been a cool photo op you could have got, because you could have stood like in the middle somehow of the six Avengers.
See, he's very particular about Marvel, so of course he's going to have extra opinions about this.
I am.
And here's me. I'm like, you can just go stand by it and take a picture. Yay.
No. No.
I don't think that deep about stuff. Like,
I just wanted to wear Captain America is. I'm sorry.
That's your favorite.
It's my favorite character.
And I know you're bumming that they didn't give him representation necessarily.
No, they haven't. And I hope there's something on the ship that gives him that. I know that the restaurant is going to be, the one restaurant is going to have a Guardians dinner type thing where
love
the Wish
Guardians,
has theirs. So Guardians is great. I love it. But I don't know. I just think you need to pay homage to some of the classic old school. Captain America was the third character created by Marvel. Why isn't he in there? You know, why is the Human Torch not in there? There's these characters, Namor. Those are the first three characters in Marvel history, and none of the three of them are being represented in it.
Because people don't care about history anymore. They're trying to, Disney's trying to appeal to what will sell to the people.
And that's why eventually nobody's going to remember our history, because we keep blocking it down.
Well, but, you know, if you're not a comic book fan, you wouldn't know. And there's a lot of people that go on Disney Cruise Line that aren't necessarily scholars in, you know, various things, but what?
All I know is on the last cruise ship, myself, Lou Mangello, Lou's son, we were the Marvel trivia champions of the ship.
Yes, you were.
We walked away with our little medals.
Yes, you did. You were super excited.
We were very excited that we beat all these other Marvel fans on the ship. So we should have been asked right there. When you win it, they should have said, what do you want on the ship, Scott? We'll do it for you.
You and Lou are like super fans. So, I mean, and you know what? I don't want to hear it from you, because there's like no Rapunzel representation anywhere.
She's off the back of a ship.
Big deal.
She's got a dinner.
Oh, she does. But there's Marvel dinners too.
But the Marvel dinners suck.
Oh my God.
They do. The show that's on the current ship, that's on the Wish. Is that correct? The Marvel ship. The dinner changed. It used to be Ant-Man and Wasp were part of the dinner that they would come into the show. Now they don't.
Yeah.
So they got rid of that, which it was all Quantumania, and that was all about the theme of the dinner. And then all of a sudden they got rid of it because who knows why. And now Spider-Man's the replacement to that. And then Guardian's going to be on this one, and whomever else. I know they said there's going to be two Marvel dinners in the rotation on this ship for the 7-day.
Well, see, you should be happy with that. You don't take what you can get, will you?
I'm just saying they need to talk to Marvel people. It's like whoever designed the Wish who had never been on a cruise ship before, they should have a Marvel fan come in and tell them how to do Marvel.
Okay, let's keep it moving, Mr. Marvel.
Let's see what else. Oh, I had DeVille's Piano Lounge. It's one of the things, Cruella DeVille's Piano Lounge.
Right, there's going to be a piano lounge.
Which I think it looks kind of cool.
It does.
Villains, because the ship is heroes and villains is the theme of the whole ship is heroes and villains. That's all I really. Disney Cruise Line experiences that are returning to the Disney Destiny. I guess that weren't there before.
What?
Did you read about that one?
Wait. I have one that you missed.
What do you got?
So their aqueduct is going to be villains themed. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. So it's going to be villains themed water slide. So that looks like it'll be cool.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. This one just went through some of the things. Just talking more about a lot of the. I'm looking at it right now. Chernobog. And it looks like the Mickey and Minnie from Runaway Railway is going to be on the video screens for the aqueduct. So that's cool. And they're going to have the Toy Story Splash Zone, which is a favorite on other ships. But yeah, the Avengers Dining, trying to read through here really quickly. The spa, of course, is going to be back. Palo, they'll have that. 1923.
Palo is fantastic.
So 1923 is a favorite amongst a lot of fans.
Right.
For the restaurant to eat there. Wonderland Cinema is coming back there. What is this? Oh, the... Incredibles play area.
Yep.
Be on there.
Yep.
Frozen Musical Spectacular is going to be on there. You're going to have Pirate Night, which I believe is going to be the newer Pirate Night with the music. And
yeah,
the
it's stuff. Not it's not the one with the DJ, which I prefer.
I do too. I like the new one, kind of the way the fireworks and stuff go. But when we were on the magic we got to see the old show again, and I still do like the old show.
Yeah, me too.
I guess it's just one of those. It's a classic thing. You don't want to.
We're creatures of habit.
We are creatures of habit. So, anyway, what do we got next here? So next, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which starts Friday?
No.
This Friday?
Does it?
It's this week.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we're in California.
Okay, so I guess it must be Friday.
Yeah, that kicks off this week, and they put out the foodie guide.
Yeah.
For the foods and stuff and the snacks. Did you see anything on there that you were wanting to
sample?
Or looking forward to sampling?
I always like the Haunted Mansion treats.
They're always really cool.
I just like how they look. It's weird because a lot of these treats, like, I would buy them just for how they look, not necessarily how they taste, because a lot of times they look better than they taste.
That's true. I did see the one that we talked a little bit about was the beignets.
The spicy beignets. The cayenne.
Berry and cayenne.
Cayenne.
Yes, thank you. Dusted beignets with chicory coffee chocolate sauce.
Nope.
I would try it.
I would not. Okay. No, as I just like So I just said we're creatures of habit. I like the regular old beignets. Mm-hmm.
That's true. But there's a lot of great looking treats on this. I'm just scrolling through it. I do like the Haunted Mansion push pops that look like a candle.
Yeah,
the
those are cool.
Those really came out really kind of cool the way they're doing that. And then of course they have the sipper this year, which is Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it's like the popcorn bucket that was out in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. But they also put out Disneyland is getting a Hatbox Ghost Sipper starting on the 8th.
Yes, we saw that yesterday.
I think it was yesterday.
So that's really cool. So there's a lot of great treats. If you missed them all, you can go on the Main Street Mouse. We do have a whole article that goes through all the photos of the different food offerings that will be there. And there is actually a ton of offerings for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. I don't know how you could get through all the food.
See, that's the thing. You would almost have to, like, for a party, I would say you almost have to, like, plan it out ahead of time.
You would.
Like, read about what treats they have and where they would be so that you don't miss it. Because right. Those parties go by so fast.
They do. You would almost need a full party just to get all the food.
Right.
And then you couldn't eat it all.
No.
I mean, in 5 hours, I don't know how you could eat 50 different items.
No, but maybe that's how they get you to go to another party.
You know what? That's not wrong. I mean, they could be doing that. So, but take a look, see what you guys would want to try that's on that list. There's so many great looking, not just treats. There's actually sandwiches. And
yeah, there's actually food too, but we're always about the snacks.
And then I keep coming with this, and I haven't found it. Is it Graveyard Milkshake? Has a donut on it.
Well, anything with a donut on it is good.
And it's got a Haunted Mansion wrapped straw that the straw looks like the wallpaper.
Oh.
So I just want the straw. I think the donut's jelly filled. I'm not a jelly filled.
Oh, I don't like jelly.
But I'll take the straw.
Okay.
I would take that. So, and then another foodie guide that just came out is all the treats across Walt Disney World.
For the Halloween season.
And there is a ton between the different resorts.
There's way too many. Whenever they put out that information and we have to share it, it's always like scrolling to see everything because there's so much. And sometimes I think there's too much.
Yes.
Because it's too much information and it's too much to remember. And then plus, like, if you, like, locals, let's say, mm-hmm. you know, we're not going to go to all the hotels to try the different.
They don't let us in.
No, it's like it's terrible these days that how like they don't let you in the resort at all.
Come here and try this. Oh, wait, you can't park here.
You're
going to have to park at a park, take a bus over here. Then you can try. Then you got to take the bus back to the resort.
Nope, not worth a cupcake.
Yeah, so there's snacks from the All-Stars. Trying to go through here real quick. Art of Animation, Beach Club Resort, Boardwalk Inn, Caribbean Beach,
hotels though.
Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Polynesian, Pop Century, French Quarter. They have looks like a ghoulish beignets.
What's a ghoulish beignet?
So they're dusted with cookies and cream powder.
Okay.
And a marshmallow cream drizzle on top of it.
I don't like marshmallows.
I know, but they look really cool.
I'd try it though.
But that's at French Quarter. Then you have Riverside has snacks, Riviera, Wilderness Lodge, Yacht Club.
See, the stuff on the monorail loop, I can totally understand, like, trying this. That's easy to get to. Or if you're over at Epcot and by the boardwalk, going to get right. treats there. But I'm talking if you have to drive, like to Animal Kingdom or right. the or Pop or
the All Stars Resorts. Yeah. Again, or Fort Wilderness is another place. And then at available various lounges, pool bars, and table service restaurants, there's different drinks and such that'll be available at those. But again, if you're not staying at the hotel, it's really not that easy to get to a property without going to a park or Disney Springs and then taking a bus over to the property and doing it that way.
Yeah, again, I think you have to take inventory to see what do you want the most.
Right, right. And then research it. Make sure it's going to be good because you don't want to go through all that work to get there and find out, oh, God, that was horrible tasting.
Well, yeah, and sometimes people be like all hyped about a certain treat or something. And then when they try it, like you read online, they're like, it wasn't good.
Yeah, and that really makes it.
You're just really they sell it for like curb appeal, as they say. Like it looks really cute. Doesn't have to necessarily taste great, but it's really cute and it's good for a picture.
Looks good, tastes great. Looks bad, tastes great. Whatever. Vice versa.
What?
Looks great, doesn't taste great.
Okay, there you go.
There we go. And then another blog that came out the other day, was going back to D23, all the must-have merchandise that's coming out for D23. That's a lot of it's going to be available on Disney Store.
Yeah, okay, so that was an interesting little twist because normally, and we've talked about this before many times, that the merchandise, the limited edition stuff that they sell at the convention,
right.
A lot of it you cannot get. And that's why, you know, people go nuts with the shopping.
Right.
But you're actually going to, like, they have a Mr. Toad line that's coming yes. out, like Sleepy Hollow, Loungefly, ears, jacket, different things like that. Oh, a Dooney is coming out
wow.
also. But stuff like that. You know, people usually go in and stand in line for whatever. So, like, that yep. kind of merchandise is going to be available online this year, which is very interesting.
Right.
Now, the stuff in, is it Mickey's of Glendale that has all the D23?
I believe it's Glendale that's has all that.
That
there's the Dream Store and then there's Mickey's at Glendale, right? Those are the two big stores.
Yeah, but one of them sells just basically D23 stuff.
Yes.
Now that stuff's not going to be online.
No, and none of it's going online till after, correct? I think the Monday after the.
I believe.
I thought you said the 12th. But if you do go to Disney Store now, they have like special pins.
Yeah.
That are part of the event, which I know the pin collectors who don't go to the thing, they can get their pins without yeah. having to worry about buying from a reseller or something like that. They can get them on Disney Store.
Yeah, it's just normally they don't do it that way. Like if you're not at the convention, then you either have to have someone buy it for you
right.
or hope that it goes to the parks afterwards. Because
right.
a lot of times they do go to the parks. We've talked about that too.
2 years ago, a lot of the
almost stores. All of it.
Yeah.
We got back and we're like, hey, wait a minute. That was supposed to be like a D23 exclusives and it wasn't.
I know, we hem and hawed about it when we're in the store. Like, oh, should we get it? Should we get it? And like, and then we always say it, and I don't know why, but we always say, oh, we don't get our discount here because we annual pass holders here in Walt Disney World, we get our 20%.
I know, that's why we don't spend much out there because it's really hard when you get used to having your AP discount
right.
and then to go someplace else and not have it, it's a little painful. And
yeah.
it's only 20%,
yeah.
but still.
It adds up, though. If you're spending a couple $100 overall, it does add up. You mentioned the Mr. Toad, there's an Ichabod Crane Versi type jacket.
Yeah.
I really like it. It's $150,
ouch.
But I don't wear jackets.
You don't wear jackets.
I have like six jackets. I don't wear any of them. I just stick with my Lions one usually now. But I know that there is a Captain America shield that's going to be coming out that looks like the one from Endgame that had already been chopped to pieces by
yes.
Thanos. And I really want it, but I'm guessing it's going to be about $400. Because I know 2 years ago,
oh, heck no.
The shield they did have was $400. And it was a metal shield. It wasn't the plane.
How do you get a metal shield home?
Yeah, I know. Are they going to let me bring that on the plane? It's okay.
Your carry-on.
I'm carrying this for Captain America. Please let me on the plane. If you're flying American Airlines, it's probably not a problem.
Oh, there you go. What a bump.
That's all the Disney news I had. I don't know if you had anything else Disney news that maybe I may have missed or you've heard about. Or
I told you what I hear about online. I already told you about the Deadpool thing. I told you about the charging.
No, I meant in addition to what we had.
No, I don't know anything else.
Okay, never mind. So talking about other things in the area, Epic Universe, maybe last week you may have saw Michelle put out the post that the last coin came for our collectible
yes.
that Universal sent us, and it's for the Ministry of Magic.
Yes.
So this is a Wizarding World of Harry Potter Ministry of Magic, and this is based off the film's Fantastic Beasts. It's a Paris set. Was where this one, I guess, takes place.
Okay, so over on the Twitter.
Oh, boy, here we go again with
I know,
Twitter
you get stuff. All the good dirt over there. All the dirt. If you want to be nosy and see what's going on. go over to X because, man, people don't hold back over there.
Go see who Michelle's following. Just follow them.
No, I don't even follow half these people. I'm just nosy. So, but they were saying, so, because I follow the Universal stuff too.
Okay.
And a lot of people were crabbing. I'm wondering, wait a minute. Are people just mad about everything these days? Because it seems like no matter what, people are crabby. But so there are some Universal types that were like, they don't like the fact of the Ministry of Magic and the fact that it is a Parisian theme over there. They're like, that shouldn't be. That's not Harry Potter stuff. And I know that it's like you said, it goes off of a different timeline or movie. Yeah. But because I'm not well versed in Harry Potter, so it didn't bother me. But I did have pause when I saw it was Paris, because I always thought it was always like
London.
Yeah. So people were confused about that.
Yeah, so it says here, set in the Wizarding Paris from Warner Brothers Pictures' Fantastic Beasts films and the British Ministry of Magic from the Harry Potter film series, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Ministry of Magic features an awe-inspiring collection of experiences that include fantastical dining, whimsical retail, spellbinding entertainment, and the most ambitious, groundbreaking ride Universal has ever created.
Yeah, I saw the concept art for this ride,
mm-hmm.
and it's like elevators. It's gonna be so cool. I can't wait. So
all the Harry Potter rides are fantastic.
They are. So I don't think so. People that were kind of fussing about like the Parisian theme or whatever, I would not be negative about it, because you know they're gonna do a good job. You know the ride in there is gonna be amazing. I mean, I just would like just wait it out. Just wait and see.
And J.K. Rowling's had to put her stamp on it. So I mean. Because they are not allowed to do anything without her approval.
Right. And the like I said, the concept art is pretty good. So, I'm reserving judgment.
Right.
Because if a land or an area has a good ride, I mean, that speaks volumes.
It does.
Like when you go walk around Universal and there's certain areas that I like, the Simpsons area, I don't care. And it's because I get nauseous on the ride.
Because the simulation rides.
Simulator rides make me not feel so great. So, but the Simpsons one I can't do. But if they had like a really like amazing ride back there, that'd be a whole different story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get exactly what you're saying. And I like the Simpsons area. I like, because they did make
it's
look
fun.
Like a cartoon. It's really fun. But there's nothing over there for me to want to go ride.
You're not going
to
play carnival games.
No, I'm not going to spend extra money to play carnival games. The restaurant is cool because it looks like you step right into the cartoon. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I was just using that as an example. Yeah. Like some areas need a little bit more pizzazz.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to have that. I think it's going to be great in each area.
Yeah.
So like I'm reserving judgment, but a lot of people are already complaining. It's still got a year to wait.
I know. Wait till it opens to see what it looks like. And although I do get it to a point though, because like a Marvel fan, we want things the way we see it. As a Star Wars fan, you want things the way you see it. As a Disney fan, you want it to be the way you envision it being. So I guess Harry Potter fans are no different than that they want it to be like the books or the movies that show them.
They're like you with Marvel.
Exactly. They're identical. We're all in this big
like super fandom for things.
Fantasy world of things, because the real world sucks so bad. We want to get into the
I can agree.
The fantasy worlds of it all. And one more thing I had was Universal, both Hollywood and Orlando are celebrating back to Hogwarts for the month of August because school's going back. So it's a time.
I get it.
Yeah. So it's actually really a smart marketing tool, but you're supposed to represent your school colors, your Hogwarts colors. So they're encouraging people to wear your robes, promote
whatever house it is,
whatever house you belong to in the Harry Potter world for the month of August. There's going to be special things throughout the month. So go ahead and check that out, the article. I'll put it in the show notes. You can go read the article about all that's coming there. But if you're a Harry Potter fan, I'm sure you probably already know about it and may want to go check it out.
Yeah, we're probably telling you something you already know.
But we're here to talk to the people who don't know.
That's right.
Okay. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
I came up with one. It's getting harder to come up with questions.
Okay.
So this one, I said to you, and let me give a little backstory.
Oh, boy.
So before we went to D23 in 2017, you had never been to California.
I hadn't.
You had never been to Disneyland?
Nope.
California Adventure?
None of it.
D23, none of that.
Never stepped foot in California.
And you used to think, you don't think this anymore, but you used to think, why bother with Disneyland? Well, Disney World's just better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You didn't get the hype.
I didn't.
About it because you had never been there.
Right. And everything looked like on a smaller scale to me.
Exactly. But after you went, your opinions all completely changed.
Yes, they did.
So, what makes Disneyland to you so special now? for something that you didn't even care about before. You were, Walt Disney World's it, nothing else matters. But then you went to Disneyland, and now there's something about whenever you get to go to Disneyland, you get that little sparkle in your eye, that smile, that what is it? What is about Disneyland that does that for you?
Oh, and I have an answer for you, sir.
You do.
All right. So to me, one word, nostalgia. Okay. Mm-hmm. It feels more historical there. It feels because that was Walt's original park.
Right.
And it's very hard to explain if you're not like a diehard Disney fan.
Mm-hmm.
It feels different out there.
It does.
It feels more old-fashioned. Let's say that.
Yes.
It doesn't feel quite as commercialized because they still have like Mr. Toad, the, you know, Sleeping Beauty. Don't they have Pinocchio out
yes.
there? A lot of the rides that are so classic and a lot of things that people grew up with, not to mention, you know, Sleeping Beauty Castle, and that's the castle that Walt, you know, you see pictures of Walt walking through the castle.
Right.
So it's very surreal to be able to walk the same places he did or to see the lamp at the firehouse at Walt's apartment. So, yeah, I love the historical aspect. And I think I like the old fashionedy type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I like current things, when it comes to Disney, I really prefer the classic, you know, the feelings that you get like when you were a kid and all this stuff was new.
Right.
So yeah, I love the historical and the nostalgic feel out there. Is that a good answer?
That's a good answer because it's very similar to how I feel. The cast members out there are different.
Yeah, it's so different. The food is different. The whole atmosphere out there is so different. And it's so much more laid back than Walt Disney World.
It is.
And I don't know if it's because everything is all together, so you don't feel like, you know, I don't have to get on a bus and go, you know, way across property to get to another park. I mean, everything is right there.
Right.
So it's got a different vibe.
It does, a completely different vibe. You feel Walt, and I know I've said this before, but you actually feel Walt is still in that park. You feel his touch on that park where Walt Disney World, they've gotten so far away from Walt's.
Yeah.
What Walt was doing
so
at Walt Disney
World.
Walt's
in the park. Are you in some of my Facebook groups?
I could.
there's a ghost one out there.
You just feel that the park is still very much how it was when he was there. And I know there's been changes. I know there's been updates. I know they've added things and such since he was there. But you still get that old-time feeling like it's in the 50s when Walt opened this park. And you that nostalgia is always there. I mean, they've opened Galaxy's Edge. They've opened Toontown, and they've redone all that stuff. I mean, there's just been so many updates and such, but you still feel it. And when you walk past that firehouse and you see that lamp on,
yes.
There's just something about that. And I know when we went there in 17, I had been to Disneyland a couple times before.
Yeah, I never had. This is all new to me.
But when we left, we both had tears in our eyes. Leaving there
because it's just so different.
It is.
And you know, this is kind of a weird thing, mm-hmm. but the rides even smell old.
Yeah.
Like it's not old like mothballs, but you know, like
older technology and stuff.
Yeah, like it has like an old fashioned-y, like I know people say, you know, the Haunted Mansion smells a certain way or Pirates smells a certain way. Like it just has like an old-fashioned smell to it, and like I could never put that in a candle because I can't describe to you what I mean,
right?
But I know what I mean.
Okay, so since we have time, I have a second question for you then.
Okay,
that I just got sparked.
Oh boy,
talking. So there is many rides that cross over to both parks.
Yes,
maybe different versions of the ride. So for instance, like we have Test Track, they have Radiator Springs,
right?
Essentially, they're the same type of ride. Same concept type of ride, just one focuses on the development of the cars, and the other one is going through cars area.
Right.
But my question is there any rides at Walt Disney World that you think are better than the Disneyland equivalent or vice versa?
Ooh.
So I know a lot of the Disneyland rides, a lot of people favorite the Disneyland version over the Walt Disney World version. Is there any Walt Disney World rides that you think are better that Disneyland has an equivalent ride?
Oh my gosh.
That's a good question, isn't it?
That's a hard question. You stumped me. I don't know.
I mean, I like the mansion out there better. I like space out there better.
Well, you know, you're saying reversal, though.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of any of the rides. All the rides out there I prefer over the version here.
I know. It's hard. I'm trying to think.
I mean, even their tower, which is the Guardians ride, I like that one better. And I don't know if it's because of the Guardians overlay, but the ride is just, it's a whole different feel. I love the Tower of Terror. On its own, they're great rides. Right, but if you compare them one for one, the theming and everything of that one is...
Mission Breakout is just more fun. It's more upbeat. Like, the Tower of Terror has got more of a spooky feel. You know what? I got one. It's not a good one.
Okay.
And it's not that much different. But I'm going to say I like the Little Mermaid ride that we have here better than the one out there.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know why. It's a different queue. It's just different in... I mean, it's really the same ride, but I don't know why I like ours better. Maybe it's because they built the ride where 20,000 Leagues used to be, and that used to be my favorite when I was really small.
So they took out the ride you liked.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But I can't really think of anything because I know before we went to California, and I had never been there, and, you know, being in the Disney community, of course you hear things, and... people would say things to me like, Disneyland's version of Pirates is better. Disneyland's version of Big Thunder. Disneyland's version of the Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, huh? Like, I don't get it.
Right.
And then when I went out there, I'm like, I get it. Yeah. It's like one of those things you have to see to fully understand.
And Pirates, I mean, you mentioned Pirates. Pirates is that one ride that destroys Walt Disney World's Pirates.
It's longer. And it's just, it's got more to it.
It does. It has a lot more to it. The mansion was always our favorite because of Hatbox.
Yeah.
And now we have him. But like the bride's attic is different. The layout of it is different out there than ours.
Yeah.
The hallways and such are different than the way we have it. I like their queue better.
Oh, me too. Oh, yeah. It feels more, again, I hate to keep using the word old-fashioned, but it feels like it has a more old-fashioned feel. But when we go out there, it's going to be the overlay. So
it is going to be the overlay.
We're not going to see the regular Haunted Mansion.
So this is our second time in a row going to California where we're not getting the regular Haunted Mansion. We're getting the overlay.
Right. Which is still cool. You still get the gist of it.
Yep.
And I think they do a great job with the Nightmare overlay.
They do.
And I still get to see the Hatbox Ghost, so I'm good.
That's true. You do get to see it. One thing I'm looking forward to seeing that we haven't seen yet because it wasn't open yet was Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway out there.
It was still being built when we were there.
And the whole two-town area was closed last
year. Yeah, it was.
So we didn't get to go on Roger Rabbit or anything back there.
No. I'm curious to see what it looks like back there now.
Yeah, so am I. So I'm excited to go back there and check all that out this trip. Is there anything else you're looking forward to that maybe we didn't get to do last time we were out there? I know we didn't get to see Fantasmic last time, and I know the dragon's not there right now, but we're going to at least be able to see the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Is a dragon back?
I don't think it is, not yet.
Okay, whether dragon or no dragon, it's still a good show. Yeah.
The pirate ship part of that is just...
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, so there's a lot. I'm looking forward to the food.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the rides.
Mint Julep Bar.
The beignets.
The beignets.
You know what I don't like? Here's a good one.
Okay.
What I don't like better. They're Downtown Disney. Disney Springs is way better.
Yes, Disney Springs is a lot better.
Downtown Disney in California, there isn't a ton to do.
No, they really need to boost that. And I think eventually they will.
Yeah, it's just a lot smaller.
Yes.
Because Disney Springs is a lot bigger. So maybe it's not fair to compare the two. But I know.
It's fair.
You think it's fair?
I think it's fair because they are each other's competitor, I guess you could say.
Well, it's the equivalent.
The equivalent of each one.
Yeah.
Yes, they have limited room down there. And they have some good stuff, but a lot of the stuff is, like, they have a Splitsville that's huge compared to ours.
Yeah, their Splitsville is way bigger than ours.
But they do have some restaurants we don't have.
Right.
They do have Earl of Sandwich, which for some reason we always eat at Earl of Sandwich in Disneyland.
Creatures of Habit.
Because we eat it here as well. There's some really good restaurants, though. Some of the stores down there I do like. But, yeah, I guess once we get there. I don't like their World of Disney.
I don't like it as well as ours either.
It seems so small to me.
And it's like narrow.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't like their World of Disney as much as ours.
Ours
is better and it's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more variety of stuff.
Right, because we have more room. So
But anyway, I'm not complaining. I am looking forward to all of it.
To be there, yeah.
I'm tired thinking about it. I have a nervous belly because it's tomorrow. So.
And we got to get up in like 10 hours from now.
Yeah.
I used to record another podcast.
I do.
So I guess that's a good way to say we should probably sign off here.
Probably.
So I'm going to just want to remind you guys about visiting our official travel sponsor, the Main Street Mouse, MEI Mouse Fan Travel. You can see their banners on our website. Click on the banner, fill out some information, and Becky and her team will reach out to you, get back to you, and they will help you out with all your travel needs, no matter where in this world you want to go or what theme park or what cruise line or whatever you want to do. They will help you do that. No obligation, no cost to you. Just you can get a quote and go from there with them. Also, I want to mention our longest running sponsor who's been with us almost since day one, Kingdom Strollers.
Yes.
They're just phenomenal. They're the best stroller rental company here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys need anything, any time of day, if you have a problem, you call them. They take care of it. They help you out. So Kingdom Strollers, you can see their banner on our site. Click on that and take you to their website. You can order whatever you need to have for your trip here and save you all that hassle. Having to worry about it yourself.
Absolutely.
So having said that, I'm going to let Michelle sign us off, and I will see you guys when we get back from D23.
Okay, well, it's my turn. don't forget to follow the Main Street Mouse on all our social media channels under the Main Street Mouse, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, TikTok, even though I forget to use it. Don't forget to check out LostPrincessApparel.com for all your Disney outfits and cuteness. And we just really appreciate all the support. And I hope that you will enjoy our footage in the next week from out in California. We're going to do our best to do a good job. And I know that we will have a lot to tell you next time. So until then, again, thank you. Have a magical, wonderful, fantastic week ahead. And we will see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey, much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?